All right, here we go. This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
We just heard your new theme song.
Dude, our theme song.
It's, well, you wrote it and sang it and played it. And as of now, because we just did this Thursday, I don't think I went in and added anything. I'm gonna say that I didn't add anything to it. So
give yourself the options.
So as of right now, it's probably just you and the guitar.
We might be surprised.
But dude, awesome. Dude, what's the title of that song?
Forget Completely.
Tweet. That's what I named it on a whim. So anyway, that's our new song. BJ wrote it. You're going to hear that every time, just like that, just like you just did. It's pretty sweet. I don't even know what I'm doing. Check out Life's a Binge.
We could still do the Life's a Binge.
That's coming up.
Breathe in thing,
that's
too.
That's so, coming up.
Yeah. Which is good because it's even quicker. And
absolutely.
So, yeah.
And everyone loves doing that. So at least that's what they tell us anyway. Either that or they're just horribly mocking us every time. They're like, I choose to believe they actually enjoy it. So anyway, check out lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media at lifesabinge. And with that, I think let's get things rolling.
Yeah.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. There it was. Something there was like, the goodness. Anyway.
But that was like probably 45 minutes or more trying to record that song.
Yes, it could have been longer.
Easily.
We could have kept going with it.
Easily.
But we'll get into our first little deal, which is, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I love that drop.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. Did you do anything fun over the past recordings?
No, not at all. Like, it was a curse from the moment you guys left on Sunday night. And then we dropped on the episode the next day.
And what happened?
Just intestinal distress.
We'll just say you needed some Pepto-Bismol, and we'll leave it at that.
More than that, yeah. It's been rough. I'm hoping that I'm through it.
Yes.
So we'll see. Now, today's Thursday, so yes. it was over three days
of horribleness.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
It's not fun.
It is not fun.
Now, luckily, I didn't have a crazy fever. Yeah. I had a fever briefly at first, which makes me think there was some kind of virus or something.
Yeah,
but I'm not a doctor.
No.
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
No.
Nope.
No.
But anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of pooping.
So I meant to mention it last time, but since I didn't, I'll mention it now. Samantha and I did an escape room, and it was freaking glorious.
Oh, now that was the first time you've done it?
Yes.
She's done it before?
The first time I've done it. She's done it twice, three times, something like that. And, first time I've done one.
And Tony and La Mesa was raving about
that. Tony and La Mesa. I want to play it, but I'm not going to play it.
You could throw it in later.
Maybe. But so it was this one in North Park or Hillcrest area, and it was this Japanese horror themed room.
Like, oh, yeah?
The ring girl.
Yes.
Like, she was in the game with us, basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was scary.
Now, is it an actress who's playing her?
No, it was like a dummy.
Oh, okay.
But it was this. What is that noise?
I don't know.
Who knows? It was like this, one of the scariest moments. I don't want to ruin it in case anybody goes to this escape room.
But okay, but yeah. Let's say it was fun. And
it was awesome.
The whole thing was great.
I had a blast.
Awesome.
Blasty blast.
I love that this is like a new form of entertainment that people are taking to.
Well, and the guy that was running the thing, they have cameras all over everything. So they're just watching you do whatever. So that way if something happens, they can like go to, hit the next clue or whatever it happens to be. And he was like, yeah, I was watching like over the thing. He knew that it was my group and this other group. And it was me, Samantha, and Katrina, Samantha's sister, and this other group of four people. So it was all seven of us in this game together. And probably about 20 minutes in, I stopped and like talked to one of the ladies that was in
so
there
with
us.
So you didn't know the other four?
No.
Okay.
And so I like I talked to one of the ladies and I was like, hey, I'm Jared. You know, who are you? And she's like, I'm Sharon. And I was like, oh, this is fun. She's like, yeah, this is fun. And we like went about trying to solve the next puzzle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like at the end of the thing, the guy was like, man, I was watching. Like at some point you introduced yourself to her and like this is that. He's like, that's what it's all about. Like getting off your phone and like having interactions with the people, and it's just you guys probably don't know each other. And I was like, no ideas, but we were a team.
Right on.
Like instantly a team to try and get out of this locked room.
That's cool.
So it was, you know, awesome.
It's not exactly the same, but it reminds me of a laser tag, you know, where,
oh, yeah,
where you go and you play laser tag with a bunch of people. And
absolutely.
And there's like six kids who are way better
way
than everybody
too good.
Else. Yeah. Right. You're like, I got beep, 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 beep. I can't shoot because my, okay, well, the beep, beep, beep. God dang it.
Yep.
But it's fun because you're
yeah.
running around.
So I would definitely do another escape room again.
Well, I'm going to do one sooner
it's
or later.
It's so fun. We should go. Later. I'll
right.
go with you.
Right on.
For sure.
I'm down.
But that's really all I did.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
And tried to recover. I called in sick twice.
Yeah.
And got my brother way behind on pool filters because
you
that
know,
couldn't work.
Sometimes you just got to sit on the John.
Sometimes. You got to do it for 4 days.
And with that, we'll move on to this.
This just in.
I love my voice on that.
It's good. This just in.
This just in.
It's great. So do you have any entertainment news? I have a couple things.
Well,
I've got
I
a
mean,
couple things.
You know, I was looking on the internet today and I was kind of looking for entertainment news. And, you know, if you Google that.
Yes.
It's a bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's
like,
yes.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about any of this. It's all like celebrity gossip.
Oh, yeah.
And,
it's all Kardashians and, yeah, and reality TV and
TMZ,
Real Housewives.
TMZ.
And, yes.
And I don't know if I've ever mentioned how much I fucking hate TMZ
yeah.
with a passion that burns of a thousand fires.
Flames on the side of my face. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was no go. So I looked up upcoming movies.
Yep. Anything good?
And there's a movie called Gringo coming out, which is kind of a pop movie starring the dude who played Martin Luther King. He's an African. He's an English actor. Very good. Anyway,
I got
that. The reason it reminded me of it is because on Netflix
yes.
now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, you probably have,
yes.
but they have the Joel McHale Show.
I haven't watched it.
So it's the soup.
Right.
It's the soup.
I'm sure that's exactly
and,
what it's
yeah.
supposed to be.
And then so it's, but it's great. There's only,
yeah.
it comes out once a week. So it's
yep.
one of those ones like Chelsea
like
Handler,
a,
but I never
yep.
watched
nope.
Chelsea
nope.
Handler.
Nope. Nope.
But,
nope.
I love it. I love it.
Well, I love Joel McHale.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I miss when he was doing the soup. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So you will love this.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, was his the soup or was it still Talk Soup when he
oh,
did
maybe.
It? Talk Soup?
Talk Soup or the soup.
One,
whatever.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's, that's Netflix now. It's exact same product.
Yep.
But just called the Joel McHale Show.
Yes.
And
it's once a week. I thought it was once a day. It's not daily. It
mm-hmm.
is once a week.
Sundays.
Great. Cool.
So anyway, he had the actor on there and he was promoting, you know, in that humiliating soup fashion.
Yes.
You know, what he came to see. And,
that's great.
And so you'll have to watch Joel McHale,
okay.
now. And that's a good like, time filler too.
Absolutely. Now, what you had just said, what you're talking about, trying to remember the actor's name or whatever,
mm-hmm.
not a while back, you had mentioned a Tom Cruise movie and you couldn't remember what it was. It was sci-fi-y. And I was like, oh, the one with Morgan Freeman? And you were like, no! Because you were thinking of Edge of Tomorrow,
right.
which doesn't have a black actor in it. Now, right before that movie came out, there was a movie named Oblivion. And Oblivion
yes.
had Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman.
And it was a space, it was
yes.
a science fiction.
And so everyone like, well, not everyone, Tony was like, oh, sure, you think of the one famous black guy, blah,
I remember,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember the movie. I remember the movie, too.
But
so.
In my brain, I was right because there is a Tom Cruise movie that's space sci-fi themed
right.
that has Morgan Freeman as the lead black general guy.
Right.
And so I was just thinking of the wrong movie.
There's probably a black guy in the Edge of Tomorrow or two. But
I don't think there is. Looking at the IMDb during that episode, I don't remember. But I wasn't too off base when I mentioned that. So anyway, I just want to put that out there, Tony. But anyway, I wrote down that Queer Eye is back on Netflix as well.
Boo.
Apparently, it's really good.
You know, Is it have Carson Pressley on
no,
there?
No, it's totally new people.
Okay.
It's 100% new five guys. And apparently when you watch it, you will cry like a baby. That's really? What everyone has told me.
Really?
Yes.
All right, maybe I'll watch it. Because
but I'm sure I it's hated... just, I'm sure it's just some like totally right wing person, and they come in and fix their life or whatever, and then it's all sappy and
I
emotional.
I wonder.
But because people are like, oh my gosh, Queer Eye, it's making me cry. I never thought I would cry watching this show. Why? What is wrong with me? I'm crying watching Queer Eye.
Really?
And it's just called Queer Eye, and...
Because
it's on Netflix. Because again, personalities Netflix just does everything.
Yeah, Joel McHale makes a big joke about it.
Yeah,
they're like, "Oh, they gave you a show too? Well, it's official. They've run out of ideas." Like, yep, they sure have. So, what was I going to say? God damn it!
You were talking about how like Carson Presley.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, and you. Yeah,
I don't like him at all.
And that's the thing. You have to like the makeover guys, yeah. Otherwise the show is pointless.
Yeah, and I think, and it's funny, like Jared, this is something that you can probably relate to.
Yeah,
like with my brother.
Yeah,
you know where you're like, you can say if you like don't like a black actor, you know they're like
right,
but. If I say, I don't like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right.
Like, oh, you have a problem?
You're homophobic?
Like, no.
No, I just don't like Carson.
I'll blow you right now. I'm not afraid. But
it's just, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, he's just, yeah, he's just, he his was personality.
A, he was a lot to handle.
Yeah, and just like, it's just not my cup of tea.
Well, and I think
it reminded me of Robin Williams, like, in his, like, coked up heyday when just... upstaging everybody.
Well, and I think that was the whole point. Because when did that show first come out?
I don't know.
The like 90s? Late 90s, probably.
Yeah, sometime.
And so I think it was like they were purposely hamming it up
probably.
More
you know,
to
and,
try and like
and there weren't, there
create
weren't,
awareness or yeah, whatever.
There
in
weren't
their
a
own
lot of
way.
Gay shows right. or a lot of gay characters.
So it was like so. Will and Grace came out and they're like, oh, but the lead gay actor isn't gay. Weird. Eric McCormick's not gay.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, okay. But and so it's just kind of weird that I feel like they kind of amped it up a little bit the first time. But anyway, it's back on Netflix. New cast of folks. And apparently
is there someone
it's really
famous
good.
Is on it?
I have no idea. I just know that
me
it's
neither.
Back.
It is back.
And then I also, since I'm a mailman and I see mail,
mm-hmm.
TV Guide is still a thing. I don't know if you're aware.
Right on. It I is, didn't.
It's still.
I wasn't.
It's more of a.
Sure.
It's more of a magazine. It doesn't necessarily have TV listings in it like it used to. It just has like articles and stuff.
Okay.
And on the cover of the newest TV guide, it says American Idol is back, and it's only been gone for what, a season or some stupid crap.
Has it?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, it was. It, they announced it was the last season.
Oh, and
very
then they moved
short.
Then they moved
ago.
It to ABC. Right.
Is it on ABC now?
Yeah, I think that's changed networks.
Oh, maybe that's...
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, maybe... Well, Fox definitely canceled it, or it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And now, apparently, it's back. And Ryan Seacrest is back.
On
it? Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the judges are Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
I'm not as familiar with Luke Bryan.
He's country.
I know he's country, but... Yep.
He's like a poppy country guy. Modern country. Katy Perry and Lionel Richie.
That's cool. So, that's another show I'll never watch.
Right. Do you watch singing competitions at all?
Very rarely.
I got into them
back in the day when American Idol was first coming up.
Like season 5 of American Idol is like when I was like all in it.
Now,
I was like calling
one?
In.
Oh really?
Like, yeah.
Now, did that cost you money or no?
No.
Okay. Because I always thought it was like, oh, they're gonna charge. I don't want to pay 50 cents every time.
I just called in.
So yeah, there was one guy. There was several times where I was kind of into the competition, and there was one particular singer who. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name.
Sure. Did he end up winning?
He didn't win. He came probably in like fourth or fifth or so.
Okay.
But he was a white guy with a whole lot of soul who cried when he met Stevie Wonder.
That's sweet.
And he was good. Yeah. He had a great voice. But I just remember how moved he was.
He wasn't the beatboxer kid, was he?
No.
Got
no,
it.
he was more of a great soul singer.
I don't remember. But... I just found, I was like looking at the cover and I was like, American Idol's back. Like, it's been gone for like a day. Like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I had to be reminded that it's gone.
Stupid.
So.
But anyway, that was the other thing that I noticed. And last and not least for news, did you hear?
Oh, I got a little bit of local news.
Oh, yeah. Go
oh, did
for
I
it.
Mention that already?
No, we were talking about it, but not
oh, okay.
on air.
So, you know, this year, we got to see Hamilton.
Some of us
got to see Hamilton. Hamilton came to town.
Some of
San Diego.
I know.
and I was lucky enough to did get to see it.
Yes.
Thanks, CB and Cheryl.
Hell yeah.
My friend Edward Utomi, a local actor who was in the same show that you and I were in, Music, Mistletoe, and Mayhem.
Yes.
When we did it at the OB Playhouse. Has just been cast in the touring company, the same touring company that came through San Diego of Hamilton.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. And he's what do they call it?
He's
covering.
Like a
they
swing.
Call it covering.
Okay.
Yeah, covering Hamilton, Burr, and Washington. I'm like,
dude.
That's the best. Those are the three best parts. Those are the three. And you know, they're going to definitely get to do them.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
of course.
He's going to do them
all.
He's
going to do them all. For yeah. sure.
Which is like, that is like insane to me.
That's so cool.
And I'm just so happy for him. He's a great guy too. Yeah. And I ran into him at the mall maybe 2 months ago or so, and it was just like nice to see him because he's just a good guy.
And he's like, I'm auditioning. Like,
he didn't mention it then. He just kind of was like, hey, you know, and it's like things are going well, and
that's
like,
so
right
cool.
on.
Yeah, I'd say they're going well. He's on the freaking national tour of Hamilton.
Yeah,
as like the swing for the three,
the best leads, best
the three leads. It's ridiculous. The only other thing, other than that's really cool.
Yeah,
but the only other thing was Kevin Smith. Did you hear about Kevin Smith?
I did hear about Kevin Smith.
He had
Smith.
A massive heart attack.
I heard, and I'm glad he's alive. Worded.
And yes, he is alive, and he seems to be doing well. He's since come out and said that now he's going to be vegetarian, and he's going to try and like be better
about
his health or whatever. Yes. Did you hear about the Chris Pratt, like, backlash?
No.
Okay. I'm going to read you this little thing that I saw today.
Okay.
Chris Pratt tweeted after reading about Kevin Smith. He said, quote, Kevin, we don't know each other too good. Come on, Chris Pratt. Kevin, we don't know each other too good, but I have loved you since Clerks and praying my ass off for you because I believe in the healing power of prayer. Then, after that tweet, he asked his other followers to join him to pray for Kevin Smith. Okay?
Okay. I'm waiting for the...
Right.
All
right. And then it's the next line in this article says, although many didn't hesitate to also share their well wishes and prayers, others found Pratt's sentiment insulting to those in the medical profession.
Oh, for Pete's
sake. The argument
sake.
Amongst Pratt's followers blew up to the point where people on the outside, like Pratt's Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn, stepped in to throw water on the fire, as well as Kevin Smith saying, hey, give it a break. Now, this just leads me into wanting to rant like a mofo. Because somebody's wishing somebody well wishes and saying, I'm going to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, how dare you say the doctors aren't the real healers? Blah, 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 blah. It, like, makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not a religious person. I think I've said that before. But I do believe in, like, positivity and spreading positivity. And so if your method of doing that is by prayer, bring it on. Like, if I have a heart attack and somebody's like, I want to pray for you, please.
Have at it.
But,
please do.
But don't. But then people got pissed at him. Like, vitriol hatred for Chris Pratt for saying doctors are the ones that are going to help him, not your stupid prayers.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to.
Now, I can, like, I can understand, like, over the tragedy in Florida at the school shootings.
Right.
And these things when people are
tired of
thoughts
and prayers.
Thoughts
and prayers. Thoughts
and
prayers, right.
Save that.
Right.
You know, and which I, you don't have to save them, but still at the same time, it's like,
you can only say thoughts and prayers.
Right.
It's literally like a punchline now.
But you're not going to, yeah, but you're not going to do anything like through your social activism to help
right.
Kevin Smith recover faster.
Of course.
You know, so.
Right.
To
everyone
send
knows
in positivity.
The only thing that's gonna make him better is
yeah.
doctors or healthcare or
yeah.
what like
so
getting
you
treatment.
So you wish them all the best. You
right.
wish the
exactly.
everyone and him. You know, you wish the patient and the doctor
right.
all the best, you know,
yes.
in whatever way that you can. And so yeah, that's the kind of oversensitivity that a lot of folks who generally I'm on the other side of it. You know, because people are like, folks are just too sensitive. You
right.
know, and I was like, I don't want to admit that.
Right.
But in a lot of ways, it's true.
It is true. I was so pissed when I was like, who? Because I was looking up the Kevin Smith stuff. And then, like, one of the big headlines was, like, Kevin Smith comes out in defense of Chris Pratt. And I was like, What did Chris Pratt do? Like, he's like known as like a typically good dude.
You know what's funny? I was gonna say,
what did he do?
I was afraid it was gonna be something douchey,
right?
And then I was like, Andrea's boyfriend. I don't want to mess up her boyfriend.
Nope.
So
all he did was say he's gonna pray for him, and people are like, no, you should.
I'll kill you.
You should say doctors are the anyway. It just made me mad. But that was all I had for the news. But and he's doing better as of this recording.
Right on.
So that's good stuff. But that's all I have for the news. And we don't have any new voicemails. I do want to give a shout out to my buddy Nick. He's been meaning to call. He just hasn't gotten around to it. But he's been watching Everything Sucks on Netflix.
Right. Have we mentioned that yet?
No. Have you watched it?
I have not. But dang it. You know the thing about that.
What? I don't know the thing about that.
We haven't talked about that yet, huh?
I don't think so.
So that's a show on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's set in Boring, Oregon.
Okay.
I used to live in Boring, Oregon.
Got it.
So, nice.
You're like, how come I'm not there? Yeah. I could be in this show, right?
Well, the reason I heard it was because a friend of mine posted about it, about the show. Nice. And like, she teaches theater, and one of her former students has a little part in it. And so, because they did some local casting for some stuff.
Right.
And,
That reminds me of another thing. Sorry.
Go ahead. And anyway, that's it. And then so I was like, Everything Sucks. Set in the town of Boring, Oregon. I'm like, what? Well, it says set in the town of Boring. And I was like, oh, Boring, Oregon?
That's so
And then like, yeah, Boring, Oregon. So,
speaking of local things, another news thing, I guess, that came out is the creators of Parks and Rec are creating a new TV show that's set in San Diego.
Okay.
Now, that's really cool, but a lot of people are like, okay, is it really going to be set in San Diego, or is it going to be like Anchorman, where it says it's San Diego, but it's all in L.A.?
Yeah.
And so that's the big like thing. People are like, are they going to cast San Diego actors? Is it actually going to film here? Because like, I think one of the last shows to like film here
was Veronica Mars,
or like Renegade. Like Veronica Mars was filmed here.
And some do you remember
Renegade?
No. What's his name? I don't know. Lorenzo Lamas?
Maybe. But it's like a motorcycle dude.
Yeah.
That was...
Like a B series, or C series.
I believe that was filmed here, too. But yeah, Veronica Mars was filmed here. And Stu Siegel, right?
The Stu Siegel, which has been closed.
Right, it just sit there. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, I would love them to reopen that.
Right.
And to make San Diego...
just make it a place where you can do stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So anyway, this show, I don't know where they're going
to
film it.
We
got
to make that happen. We need to like be part of a local...
like a petition signing.
Yes, like to bring process, the bring film...
Stu Siegel.
Well, yeah, and bring back TV shows and movies that are filmed here a lot more often.
Like, right. I don't know why Atlanta they're not. Does it. I don't know why they're not. Like, why? Unless it's because we're so stupid that we, like, make everything.
It's our politicians.
Right.
It's our politicians. It's the same reason why we can't come up with a deal on the Chargers and everything else. So we got to get rid of the Chargers. And we got to get rid of the film industry on it.
We
got to get rid of SeaWorld.
Yeah, we suck.
We got to get rid of the zoo.
Get rid of everything.
Get rid of anything
that makes us a tourist attraction. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
We have the beach, and that's all we need.
The beach?
Boo. It's not even a good beach. But anyway, that show's going to be taking place in San Diego. So I hope that it actually does. Do we have a main topic?
Nope.
No? We'll take a break anyway. We'll do that right now. After these messages, we'll be right back. How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence and Pulverance and Squalor grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of the trading charter. Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait. And if there's a reason I'm still alive, and so many have died, I'm willing to work, work, Angelica, work, work, Eliza and Peggy. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city, in the greatest city in the world. The world turned upside down.
upside down. The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down. Down, down, down. Hey! And the wall fall away. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove,
was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
We're outgunned,
what?
Outmanned,
what?
Outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. And yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
Hey!
Hamilton, sir, he knows what to do in a trench. Ingenuitive, influence, and French, I mean.
Hamilton,
sir, you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do on the bench, I mean?
Hamilton,
no one has more resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance.
Hamilton,
you wanna fight for your land back?
Hamilton,
I need my right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
I'll get your right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
you know you gotta get your right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
I mean, you gotta put some thought into the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right-hand man back.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote.
The ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Somebody has to stand up for the South. Somebody has to stand up to his mouth. If there's a fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house. I'm in the cabinet, I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and kissing it. Washington isn't gonna listen to disciplined dissidents. This is the difference, this kid is out. Like you're running out of time.
Hey!
Right day and night, like you're running out of time.
Hey!
Every day you fight, like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time? Let me tell you what I wish I had known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? I know that we can win. I know the greatness lies in you. But remember, from here on in, history has its eyes on you.
So
after commercial break,
speaking of, I mentioned that these other places do it. What? Vancouver did, you know, the local
movies,
yep,
and stuff.
Yeah. Lots of stuff was filmed up in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Nice.
Like lots and lots of stuff. 21 Jump Street back in the day. Lots of movies. Films.
Yeah. There are like big towns that do
lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Outside of LA and New York.
And I just don't know why San Diego's not one of them.
And well, you noticed on a lot of shows made in Georgia.
Right.
So Georgia has clearly like invested a lot into their arts community for TV and film.
Absolutely.
And so speaking of Georgia,
yes,
I through my stomach flu.
Oh yes.
Watched Atlanta.
Dang it, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
which starts tonight.
Right.
In fact, it starts in
you're like, I'm
two
not
and a half
be
hours.
Able, oh, yeah, sweet. You are going to be able to watch it.
I probably won't. I'll be asleep.
It's on FX, right?
Yes.
Dang it. Now, what's the show about? Because I know that Donald Glover's in it, and I know it's supposed to be good, but that's about it.
It is. It's a very good show. I really like it. And if you like Donald Glover,
well, okay, how can you not?
Donald Glover, I am just in awe of. Like, yes. Whoops, what am I doing there?
Hitting your mic.
I didn't do that. The dose did it.
The ghost?
The dose. That's my niece when dosed? I told her there was a ghost. She said, the dosed.
Nice.
Except she did it for 3 more years. From 2 to 5. After I had already visited San Diego and left back to Seattle. The dosed.
Yeah.
Bella won't go to sleep because of the dosed.
Oops.
Uncle PJ! So, anyway.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is super good. And so, Donald Glover, my first experience with him was Community.
Yes.
And loved him on it. Thought yep. he was great. But man, then I find out he's a rapper.
Childish Gambino.
I've got 2 of his albums now. Nice. And listened to him like back, you know, several times.
Well, and he has super he just put good. Out that like he's the producer or whatever that new song that's like the crazy like super popular song, right?
You've lost me. It took me a while to
I don't know.
You
the
know
song.
You well. You know I don't know it
I until listen to the music
until it gets to be so ridiculously popular that it's right. used in a commercial somewhere.
And I'm sure it will be.
But anyway, he's talented.
Yes.
He's talented, and not only that, he seems cool.
Right.
Like just a cool guy.
Yep.
And so this Atlanta is everything you'd expect. Like from that. Like he's a cool guy. He's smart.
Is it?
It's a comedy. It's a comedy, but it's got a lot of like little.
And is it just about him being in Atlanta, or is
yeah,
he like
and he's like broke. Okay. He's like broke, and he decides that his cousin is a underground rapper who has started to take off.
Okay,
a little bit.
So it's
and so he talks
probably somewhat based on like his experiences, maybe.
Maybe. I mean maybe. I'd love to find
yeah.
out,
yeah.
And also I want to find out who his brother is,
the actor.
Yeah, because the Stephen Glover is in the show too.
Huh.
Like I should be looking this up as I say it.
Yes,
but
yes, you should.
But Stephen Glover is in the show too, and so I'm curious to who he is.
Right.
So his cousin is a rapper, and he is trying to make things. He's got a wife that he's semi separated with.
Got it.
But they have a daughter, and he's a loving, doting dad. But there's, so the relationship like with the mom is a little.
So it's setting it up to be a somewhat average person that's actually a good person. You just don't know what's up.
Yes, right. But Atlanta is kind of a gritty
is it
place.
In modern time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, and it's a little wacky, and so there's an God. Now you saw Get Out.
Yes.
So do you remember Get Out? In the very opening scene, there's the dude walking down the street, and he gets abducted.
Oh, yeah, the very beginning.
Yeah, and then you find later he's the dude yes. who's, like, brainwashed.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
So he's that actor is one of the 3 main guys. So it's Donald Glover, him, and then Donald Glover's cousin, who I can't think of the actor's name, but he's very good. He's very good and very funny.
Nice.
And he plays just kind of a stoned, and he answers. He just says these really obscure, crazy things. And and one of the examples of stuff that they do. This is kind of an extreme example.
Sure.
But they're in the club and they talk. His cousin's rap name is Paperboy.
Okay.
Like he gets that paper. It's Paperboy.
It's stupid, but yes.
But Paperboy with an I. B-O-I.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So, course.
Paperboy gets a fee to appear in a club.
Okay.
And so when they're at the club, there's this other rapper who's a much bigger name.
Sure.
And they're, like, talking about him. I'm like, man, screw that dude. Man, screw him. He's like, you know he got that invisible car. He's like, what? You don't have an invisible car? He's like, yeah, man, he's got invisible. And he pulls out the phone and he's showing pictures of him, like, leaning.
Another.
And he's like, dude, that's nothing. That's nothing. And then so at the end of this episode, they're like leaving the club, and they're like all a bunch of people outside, and then like there's a hubbub starts happening, and then some shots fire. Like, oh, and everyone gets in the car and starts to scatter, and there's like a crowd of people, and you see this
driving,
and like hit people.
Does
like,
he
oh,
actually
fly.
Like you drive so, an invisible car?
Yeah,
that's
like,
fantastic.
It's like a prototype, man.
That's
yeah.
so great.
It was so funny because like yeah,
that sounds really funny. Like for some reason, like when you see the picture, it's all like dark blue and like it looks all dark and edgy.
There's a lot. It's artsy. I mean, it's got a lot going on. I mean, I think that's why it got all those Emmys, you know, that year.
Yeah.
Which seems like a long time ago.
It does.
But maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't do a season last year or something.
I have no idea.
But, excuse me. Yes, because it said 2016.
Yes, I believe that's what it said on IMDb.
Oh, man, that reminds me.
Yes?
Even though it's about news.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
We're not talking about anything anyway.
That they're redoing Death Wish. Did you see the ad for that during...
I don't think I did.
I did for Black Panther. So Bruce Willis is playing Charles Bronson. Now, did you ever see Death Wish?
No.
It's a vigilante
movie. I did see this trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And kind of a notorious vigilante movie.
Got it.
And there's like a big rape scene in there. So sure. I'm like, are they going to...
Probably got rid of that.
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones handled... There's a lot of rape in that show, and they handled it well, I think. Yeah,
well, in the 70s, they didn't handle it.
Of course they didn't. No, of course they didn't. And, so, I mean, if it's essential to the plot, which most people would argue that it's never essential to any plot.
Right.
But if it's essential to the plot, I'm sure they could figure it out to make it.
They can imply.
Yeah.
I mean, implications are
absolutely
fine. Absolutely. You know, so, but anyway, it's just interesting to see what Bruce Willis is doing. And I didn't realize that he plays the Thoros or the ultimate bad guy in the Marvel Universe.
Who?
Bruce Willis.
No.
You sure?
Thanos,
yeah.
It's Josh Brolin.
Why'd they say Bruce Willis?
Who did? What are you talking about?
New American rock stars, I think. I was watching the thing.
Is it Bruce Willis is Thanos? No, it's Josh Brolin, dude.
And I'm so not qualified to say.
I'm telling you.
It does look a little bit more like Josh Brolin.
Because that's who it is.
Than Bruce Willis, so. But I'm not convinced.
CGI, that's all you need.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I watched that. I've also watched, I haven't watched them all. I've watched about 5 or 6 episodes of Altered Carbon.
Dang it. I hate myself for not watching TV.
But you've watched movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I go to the movies.
Coco.
Drive in and stuff.
You know, when I was at your house, I realized that you are super duper close.
It's literally like a 2-minute drive.
Yeah. It's like right there.
Yeah.
So I would go there too.
Yeah. And it's $9. To get in, so it's $18 for Samantha and I to get in.
Does it take MoviePass?
No, but it cash only. So
I guess a drive-in. Yeah. I mean, you know, I couldn't expect it to.
Right, but anyway, so it's $9, and we bring like a bottle of wine and like a 6-pack of beer.
They don't care.
And like, no, you can bring whatever you want. We used to like stop and get like a boatload of fast food, like KFC or something.
Uh-huh.
But recently, it's just like popcorn, candy,
uh-huh,
booze. And, like, you get 2 movies for $9.
Like, dude, that's great.
It's so good. And it's just fun. It's a drive-in. Anyway.
I've always in my entire life been jealous of the drive-in.
Like, have you not gone to the drive-in?
I've gone, like, maybe once or twice, maybe. And, dude, like, I remember.
I go to the movies in my pajamas, man, and drink beer. While just chilling.
That's a piece of Americana that it's needs great. To come back.
But, it's still there. It's right next to my house.
What but I mean,
it's
but
not
it's
an
not,
event.
It's,
yeah.
And it's not common. There's right. not a lot of...
The only drive-in I know of is that one.
I was going to say, I don't know of any other ones.
There used to be one in Chula Vista. I think it's gone, though.
But I remember like driving, like just going someplace with your family.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be a drive-in.
Yep.
And to see the imagery, like image of the movie, like, oh!
Right, you can
see it. The
movie's
playing.
Oh,
yeah.
Look. Oh, it's gone. We passed it.
And then there were some that did X-rated movies.
What?
And I was trying to... I don't remember ever seeing imagery of but it seemed like almost kind of I did.
That seems like a bad idea. Come in your car to watch this porno, and then whatever happens in your car.
It sounds like a sketchy. Yeah, it sounds like a old fashioned porn movie theater.
Yeah,
which I don't know if they used to have one in Seattle.
I don't think they have one.
I remember getting locked out of my
house.
Was
there ever a porno theater in San Diego?
I don't know.
I'm sure there was at some point, but not probably. That I know of in my lifetime here.
But that reminds me of a story.
Oh, no.
Yes, it does.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, you don't have a tangent train?
I don't.
Oh, well. Anyway. My buddy Tom Heiler was living with me, and and I was like locked out of my house.
Okay.
And like I swear that he was up in my little back room asleep in his what was his room.
Sure.
And I'm like, Tom, I'm throwing stuff up there. Tom. And he's like, no answer. And like, and it's late. It's like 2 a.m. Like I'd worked like a late job or did something.
Sure.
And so the only thing was open was this porn theater. And so, so I'm like, you know what? I experience wise, it'll be something to like remember.
So you went to a porno theater?
I went to the theater.
Wowzers.
Yeah, dude, it was the sketchiest thing ever.
Duh.
Like it was so sketchy.
Duh.
So I sit down.
Gross.
And I'm
was
like,
there other people there?
There's like a handful of people just kind of like scattered about, you know. A
handful of people with handfuls?
Probably. Probably. Well, so I go and I sit down. Within like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Someone comes and sits down next to me.
Like right next to you?
Right next to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And starts to put their hand on my leg.
You're like, nope, bye.
And so I was like, oh Lord. And
what
and
have I done?
I think it was gay prostitution is like, I'm pretty sure what was happening.
Right.
And I, you know, and I was like, I'm not interested. And they said, okay, got up and left. And, or just random sex maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. Who else is gay?
Which is funny because I feel like I lived in like this crazy seedy neighborhood. Which I didn't feel like I did, but maybe I did because next to me at this on Summit Avenue in Seattle, next to our apartment at Summit Arms, was this gay bathhouse.
I don't think you're in a seedy neighborhood. You're probably in the gay neighborhood.
Well, Capitol Hill was the gay friendly neighborhood.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's where you were at.
But there's gay neighborhoods. I mean,
everywhere.
Hillcrest. But there's not a. Maybe there is a bathhouse there. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. You don't feel seedy when you go through there.
No,
not day or night.
Right.
So, but here.
No, that's like one of the nicest places in San Diego.
Yeah, it's the highest, most expensive rent.
Yeah.
But there were times where someone would come out of that bathhouse and I was like, I just need to get in my apartment. Please, yeah. Please. Please move.
Yeah, no.
Please leave.
Well, yeah. It's just like,
oh my God, sorry.
Just today, you're like, or getting rid of your couch or whatever. You posted on Facebook. Like,
yeah.
I'm going into this shady neighborhood. Like, oh my God. And turned out it was like a great, great moment.
Oh, it was sweet. It was the sweetest thing.
But yeah.
It was the sweetest
thing. You're like, where are you taking me? I'm going to get murdered. Yeah. And then like, oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
But this is so funny. Like my neighborhood clearly was a shithole. I'm remembering things. So I moved out of the house
on
Summit.
How old were you at this point?
In my 20s.
Okay.
So like perfect. I moved out of the house on Summit and moved, into the house that I lived on Denny for a long time.
Okay.
And it was, and so behind that, house, the same one where Tom was like asleep at. So it was an apartment divided in houses. It was the top floor apartment and a house divided in apartments. And, there was this, like, garage building structure.
Like a parking garage thing?
Sort of.
Or like
in the back.
Like a workshop thing.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, that was like, you know, maybe like a half a block or so. Or, you know, maybe 100.
A large structure.
Large structure. And you would see incredibly good-looking women walking out of there. Like,
sure.
Like... And it turns out it was like one of the pioneering like live sex show internet sex shows.
What?
Yeah, and it was a company it was that company behind my house that released the Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape back in the day. That was like,
where were you living?
This is Capitol Hill in Seattle. This is like corner of Olive and Denny.
Next to the house this way is the porno theater. Next to the house this way is the porno garage where
they're
film.
All within, yeah, within. I don't know, man. Maybe it's the rain. I don't know.
Dude.
Maybe that's how grunge happened.
Is that how Bangin' BJ became a thing? No, I'm just kidding.
Like that's what everybody says that. So, but now, yeah, and you know what Seattle is now, or Capitol Hills now?
What's that?
It's Hillcrest to the extreme. Like it's super like overdeveloped and like really they expensive.
Cleaned it up good. Got rid of the bathhouses and the porno theaters.
I wonder. I don't know for sure. I wonder. They probably did though. You know how it is. Developers just want to make money on everything.
Oh man.
At the cost of
good times.
Their soul.
Good times. So. Anything else you watch? Anything else?
Yeah. I don't know.
So Samantha and I watched the first episode of season two of a show on Netflix called Slasher. Now, I haven't heard about this show. Samantha watched all of season one, and it's like in the vein of like an American Horror Story or like a Fargo or a True Detective, where it's like similar themed show, but it's different cast and stuff or different story. So like season one is its own story, and then season two apparently is its own story.
Okay.
So it's called Slasher. She watched all of season one, and it's like apparently like a slasher horror movie.
She loved it.
TV show. She freaking loved it. So awesome. She's like, I want to watch season two. And I was like, I'll watch it with you. So we watched one episode of that. It started off pretty strong. So I'm curious to see where that goes.
Oh, okay. So you're one episode in.
One episode into season two.
Dang it. You know, that reminded me. I never did get to see. It's. I can watch it now.
What?
We need to call Laura Allen because I never did. She was on American Horror Story, the last season of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I never did see it.
I didn't see it.
She's also on 911 this year. And I don't know if her episodes have aired yet.
I watched a little bit of
like the one episode where the guy was on the roller coaster upside down.
Did you watch what happened to that guy?
He died.
He did.
That was kind of made me kind of mad. I was like, you're a dummy.
Did we talk about this show?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we watched the first few episodes of the show as well. I think we're still recording it, but I think it took a break with everything else. I don't remember. But anyway, so we were recording them all and we were watching them. And I was that? Yeah, 911. I've told everyone, I was like, this show suffers from like season one like problems of a TV show where everything bad happens to all the main people like in the first two episodes.
Trying to like set up characters or something
like way to the extreme. I'm like, take your time with the character. Like the black cop lady, her daughter or something goes into like runs away and goes in, like overdoses on drugs or something. And it's like the second episode. And I'm like, I don't even care. I don't
care. Did she die?
No. But I don't care. I'm like, I don't care about the cop. I don't care about the daughter. I don't know who these people are.
Right.
Like, I know that I should care about this cop because she's one of the leads, but I don't care because you haven't showed me anything. Right. So putting her in these crazy stakes right off the bat is like, what the hell? And then the Asian guy, he gets in a car accident and like a metal rod goes through his head. Like a piece of rebar from the middle of the freeway goes through his head and he survives. But he's in the hospital with a piece of rebar, and he's a lead in the show. I'm like, what are you doing? This is the third episode of your show. Like, what are you doing? It was crazy.
Huh.
But, I mean, it's fun. It's a fun, like, cop drama kind of a show.
Huh.
But it's like, what are you doing? Connie Britton's in it. She's great. And what's his name from, what's his name?
Or the show?
Parenthood, I think. Or he was on Sports Night.
Yeah, I know who you mean, the tall guy.
Yeah, I love him.
He's good.
I can't think of his name for
everybody
some reason.
Knows who you're talking about,
but he's great. And so the show has promise and everything, but it's just like pump the brakes on the drama. Like we don't need like focus on the drama of like being a 911 dispatcher or where you're going. Don't put your lead characters into these jacked up scenarios in the first three episodes of your show.
That's funny.
Yeah. They're like, we have to be relevant. Make crazy shit happen. It's like, okay, well, you can make that the cliffhanger of an episode. The guy getting rebar through his head.
They're like, we're competing with cable. We're competing with, it's with HBO.
Yeah, and then Netflix is like, yeah, whatever, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it.
I just saw that Netflix has pledged at 700 new shows to their lineup.
Probably like, this month.
I'm like, that's too much, Netflix. That's too much.
But they already have too much.
They do.
And it's because they just put everything out, and then it's like we were saying last week or the week before, whatever, it's like...
But they have to pay, I mean, they have to pay for the ones that they produce.
Right.
And they have to pay for the rights for the ones that they don't produce.
Sure. But they just produce everything, and then every once in a while, something like Stranger Things makes them all their money back, because all the collectibles, all the toys, all the rights, all that stuff goes straight to the producers' pockets. Not all of it, obviously, the creators and the cast and all that stuff, but producers are getting a big fat chunk of that change. So Netflix is like, yep, that one's good.
I wonder. I wonder like how profitable they are.
I'm sure they're like toys. Or they're like
Amazon. You know, it wasn't Amazon like 20 years before they finally turned a profit. Now they're like gigantic.
They're the stupidest, biggest mega corporation on the face of the earth. I love Amazon, by the way.
So Netflix might be following the same, like, where they're like, we're not profitable yet. But
they have to be, dude.
I don't know. I remember saying that about Amazon forever.
I know.
And like, in fact, I'm still not 100% sure that they're profitable.
Amazon? They have to be.
I would think so, but I don't remember.
There's no way.
I remember it being a very, very long time before they were profitable, because they were always just reinvesting in the product and reinvesting in the product.
But yeah, they just put out whatever they want. And then every once in a while, something's great. And so 700 new shows, like total or like. Or just new. In the next, like, year? Is there, like, I don't know.
It made me want to, like, do a little research and find out, like, how many shows are on Netflix.
Because there's way too many. That's work. There's way too many.
There is.
And that's the problem. We're like, ooh, Altered Carbon, that looks really good. I want to watch that one. I'm like, oh. But then there's Slasher. And then there's
a show called Frankenstein.
And then there's this. And then there's this. And then there's this. And it's like, how many Netflix shows? It's just like in the song that you wrote.
Yeah.
Like, there's too much TV and not enough time, like especially now, because now we are in literally what everyone's calling the golden age TV, and that's just because it's completely oversaturated.
Yeah,
and is that really a golden age?
Like, I don't know.
You can't experience it.
That, you know, that's a good, like, question, because
is it
who's going to see it?
Right. Is it the golden age? Sure. If like,
how many people have seen Peaky Blinders? Like, not very many.
I haven't.
Not very
I've
many.
Seen a couple episodes.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. But if you like horror movies or whatever, you're like, oh man, I'm really looking for like a TV show. And then you go to horror and it's like TV and it's like, oh, Netflix has one. Great. It's called Slasher. Let's watch it. Mm-hmm. And there it is. You're like, I like sci-fi. Oh, look, there's Altered Carbon. Oh, I like this. There's Stranger Things. Great. They have stuff for everybody.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I think about Altered Carbon yet. Like, I like it, but...
How many episodes are you in?
6 or so.
Oh, so you're almost done.
I don't know.
I think there's only 10.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's some of it's, like, pretty. It's very Blade Runner-y looking.
Yep, that's what I hear.
And
it's all about, like, clones of people or whatever, and you get like a disc that serves your it's basically your brain or your person,
your consciousness is,
and they can plug it into a new body.
We were talking about that. Yeah,
who digitize were we talking about it with? Oh, it was on the whatchamacallit
episode. The Black Mirror.
Yeah,
or they can digitize your consciousness,
right,
and then put it into a new sleeve, they call it, or Envoy or something like that.
I still want to watch it. Maybe. I don't know.
And you haven't watched West Wing. Or not West Wing.
Westworld.
Nope. Kevin Spacey is the president.
House of Cards?
House of Cards.
Oh, West Wing. I see where you're going. I was like, what? No, I have not.
Because the lead is his candidate, the lead, who's a big, tall, beefy, white guy.
Yeah.
Relatively young. Is also, that's the guy who played his...
Campaign manager?
No, his rival, like the Republican candidate.
Got it.
It's my chair. That's what it's hitting.
Oh, you
that
keep
thing.
Hitting it.
Yeah. I keep like, why is this
not
thing?
The dose.
It's the dose, for sure. It must be my chair. But.
Right. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. I was going to look up stuff that I'm like excited about, but there's like too much. I just saw a new Infinity Wars trailer and I was like, "Oh god, I can't wait for that to be here." And I really want Ant-Man and the Wasp to come out. Now I'm wondering if that comes out. I think it comes out after. Did we talk about that with Rich?
A little bit.
Or we think it comes out after and we're wondering if they're in the movie. No, I don't think we mentioned that.
So Ant-Man, when does Infinity Wars come out?
You don't see Ant-Man at all in any of the trailers for Infinity War.
But you see
Panther. Everyone else, except for Ant-Man. But I think he's on the cast list, so I have no idea.
Huh.
It's just ridiculous. There's like 3 Marvel movies a year, and I want them all now.
Okay, because that was going to be a question. It's like, are you at some point feel like you're getting oversaturated?
Nope.
I'm almost there.
No way.
A little bit. I mean.
How?
It's just... so much. I mean, it's just so much.
So after Infinity War part two is over, do you think you're going to care about anything else they come out with?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to eat it up forever. So it's like, I can't. But like I was saying last episode, I just love liking stuff. Like, I'm just, I just like everything.
Yeah, and I like liking stuff
too. And so I'm just like, yeah, just keep putting out superhero movies because.
But I guess that's the thing is like, you know, I think that's why Black Panther was like fun, you know, because it was like not the exact same.
Right. It's not cookie cutter. It's different.
Yeah. And it's not the same characters.
Sure.
You know, and that's why.
So you think you can only see Iron Man so many times before you're like, I'm over
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, you really like after the first Avengers movie where they battle the dudes from space right. and they close the hole. I mean, really, how many more times are you going to see, you know, all of that? And it's still going to, like, hold your attention.
All the times.
Well, nah, yeah. It clearly will. And especially because Disney will milk it dry.
Yeah.
You know, but at some point I can see, like, I'm really not there yet.
I'm not there.
But I can see, like, okay, come on.
Because, like, the total nerd in me is, like, watching it or reading a comic book when I was a kid. Like,
right.
Man, I wish there was like a Spider-Man that I could watch. Like,
yeah, no, I wish yeah. There was, no, it's like, definitely, so cool. It's literally a dream come true millions of
right?
us.
Right. And it's not ending. There's no end in sight. And I'm like,
and the comic books don't end either. So that's in a way that's very cool.
The only thing,
just keep telling cool stories.
I just want it to sustain its enjoyability.
Right.
Like where Tim Burton, 1980 Batman. Awesome. Batman Returns.
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Yes. Now, if you know anything about the comics and, like, who Selina Kyle is, they, like, totally jacked up, like, her storyline and everything, whatever. But whatever. Regardless, good movie. And then came along Batman Forever, and then came along Batman and Robin. Now, if a Marvel movie ever comes out that is reminiscent of Batman and Robin, that's when I'm like, you have flown too high, Icarus. You have melted your wings, and you are come crashing down to Earth.
Yeah.
Because Batman and Robin is garbage.
Like, it's true.
Total garbage. It's now one of the movies that it's very rare that I have a movie that I don't like at all, but I can watch for how bad it is, and that's one of those movies.
That's a movie that I always plug in the Simpsons line in for Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie, even though he doesn't say it.
What? Ice to meet you.
Ice to see you, yeah. Ice to meet you.
It's probably in there. I'm sure he says it.
He's got all the worst lines.
Hey, chill out.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible.
The fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze is terrible.
Yeah.
The fact that Batman takes out a MasterCard or something. It's a credit card, and he's like, the bat card. I don't leave the cave without it. And
no,
that's a line in the movie.
No.
Yes,
I don't remember very much. I don't remember. I think I saw it.
Batman and Robin is garbage.
Is that the one where, like, he's the in
Uma
the circus?
Thurman's in it. No, like, that's Batman and Forever.
That's okay.
And that's where you first see Robin.
Okay.
Batman and Robin has Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Silverstone is in it as Batgirl.
And I used to love me some Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You'd think you'd be like all about it, but no, it's so terrible.
Huh.
Anyway, I forgot why I was talking about that. Oh, as long as Marvel, as long as they keep putting out quality movies, I don't care.
That's cool. That's
like,
cool.
I'll watch 18 more Iron Man movies if it's good. If they're just, like, phoning it in or it's, like, total cheese and it's crap, then it's like, okay, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop ruining it. You have gold. Just keep making gold. And as soon as the gold starts to turn to shit, pull the plug.
Right. Like, and that'll be the same story on Netflix with their Marvel shows, you know.
Yeah, Daredevil's. I saw a thing for
season
Daredevil.
Three?
Yeah.
I need to see season two again.
Season two was good.
Now that,
I think I just like Daredevil. I think I just want
I like that
Daredevil.
Character a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way that they did the season one and season two of Daredevil, even though they put in Elektra and they put in Punisher, I think, because I like Jessica Jones. I didn't watch Luke Cage and I didn't watch Iron Fist and I didn't watch Defenders just because I got backed up on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's Daredevil, I think I'm down to watch it just because I really like the guy that's playing him.
Me
and
too.
I really like his buddy. I like the guy playing his co- his whatever. Like, I just like those characters. I think I like, that's why I'm like, yes, more Daredevil. I don't need to watch Defenders. I don't need to watch.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like the Punisher as much as I would like.
Right, I didn't watch that either.
It was much more like, it wasn't as, to me, it wasn't like the cartoon. I felt it was much more like a modern day,
it's very
super
like,
violent.
Right.
But
apparently it's not even violent until the end.
I don't know. It was on Altered Carbon too, where I'm like, right. Another like, I'm gonna torture you
until the end, right?
I'm gonna like literally torture you, you to get something, right. And I'm like, I don't want to see any more torture. Yeah, I don't want to see torture anymore. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just not.
No thanks.
Yeah,
no thanks.
We're gonna Eli Roth you to death.
Golly, hostile. Woof.
Never saw it.
Don't.
Good.
It's terrible.
I'll pass.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But I did like Clown.
Did you?
Yes, Laura's in it, for fuck's sake. Cause like, no,
but did you really like it? Because
it's hard to put that bias away. Like, it's like when your child is in something, you know. It's right. Like,
but she was great in it. But the movie itself was like, I don't know about this.
It was fun to get to see her like kill him at the end. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well,
she's our friend, so yeah, that's why it's important.
Anyway,
we should wrap up.
Yeah, we'll wrap up. We didn't really talk about anything. We'll be back with more goodness later. I want to start a new segment where literally, even if it's once a month, we pick a movie and we movie pass it and we talk about it, and it's the movie pass movie, and we make sure that we see at least a movie a month.
Oh, well, the Oscars are coming up.
Yes,
that's news, and so hopefully we can. I don't know if it's going to happen.
What, see them all?
Is it Sunday? Is it this Sunday?
No, it can't be. I think it's like a double digit March day.
I hope so.
The 12th or the 18th or something
like
that.
But we'll talk to Matt Thompson, like we mentioned last week, and get those movies and then watch the ones we haven't seen.
Sure.
Mainly I want to see the
best picture.
The Water.
Oh, Shape of Water.
Shape of Water,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Well, you already saw Three Billboards and The Post, and like those are the two that I want to see.
And Dunkirk and...
Well, yeah, I've seen Dunkirk and Get Out. And
Get Out, right. And there was another one.
Lady...
I haven't seen Lady Bird. Haven't seen
me
that.
Neither. Anyway, I, Tanya just got released on Blu-ray. I'm probably going to buy it.
Right on.
I really enjoyed that movie.
I enjoyed it, too.
Anyway, I think that's it. If you have anything to say or want us to talk about anything, you know how to get a hold of us. Tweet at us at Life's a Binge. Hit us up on Instagram. Send us a DM. Get up in our DMs, apparently, is what we should be saying.
Yeah, let us know what you think about our new our new theme song.
Yeah, the song that BJ wrote that eventually I'll have... backing vocals and clapping and stuff.
Maybe you already do.
Yeah, but, maybe. I doubt it.
But
I'm lazy.
Hey, you know what? You can add a little bit all the time.
Yeah, that's
until
true.
It gets too much,
until
and
it's
you got
too
subtract
much and
you
start
it, you
know? Getting rid of it.
Right.
Yeah. And then the bass drops, and then no, I'm just
right.
But anyway, thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ,
and we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow 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 wow.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.